They placed a statue in your honor at 33rd and Riverside.
Actually, about 28th. It's north of 31st on Riverside. Beautiful site. I was so pleased with that. Len Eaton, who was the first chairman of the River Parks Authority, came up with the idea of raising the money for the statue. And you saw the smaller model. That was given to me in the 25th year. I think the banquet was out at Gilchrist Museum. And they said at the time they would like to do the larger statue. And sure enough, it happened.
And now, after all these years, there's a new facility for Up With Trees, 11th and Boston.
You know, our first effort, we had shovels and lawnmowers, and I had to have a place to store them. There was, would you believe, a closet in the underground parking at City Hall that they gave us. It wasn't any bigger than 15 feet by 15 feet. We outgrew that, and the John Knox Presbyterian Church had a basement. They let the Boy Scouts store their camping equipment in one half of it, and we had the other half for a number of years, so we headquartered at John Knox. Then we outgrew that, and we were able to get in an industrial area over near 44th off of Mingo, a property that had an office and a warehouse and a little parking space for the trucks. This year, we were so fortunate, Anna America came aboard as our executive director. She thought we needed a better place. The restroom facilities for volunteers wasn't very nice, and we were crowded. They hunted, and they came up with this place at 1102 South Boston. It was a vacant building. They said it hadn't been occupied for 10 years. And it was sort of automotive road years ago. There was a Packard dealer and a Dodge dealer, and Fred Jones Ford was down there in the area. So we don't know exactly who the building was built for, but it's built in the 20s or earlier. Has a terrazzo floor, a beautiful floor in the office part. They completely gutted the inside and reconfigured it. And then next to it is a garage, where we can make the signs and store the trucks and the equipment. And a fellow named Ron Walker, who's retired from American Airlines, has taken over what I used to do in the landscape part, deciding where the trees are planted. We take little colored flags out and put flags where the volunteers are going to dig holes. Ron has done a beautiful job of fixing up this garage part to store the equipment. It's a model. One of the things Anna has said about this, our former location, we were in an industrial area, not too accessible. Since they're downtown now, more people are coming. For instance, we have trees to give away, those little seedlings. There's a constant flow of people coming down picking up seedlings. It's more convenient for the volunteers when we have meetings. And recently, they've started a training group for citizen foresters. Something we've always wanted to do, but didn't have the facility or the teachers to put this on. But they've started a citizen forestry program where a person gives, I think it's 40 hours of intensive training. And then they have to donate back 40 hours of volunteer work or as much as they want to do. So the new office serves as a classroom for that group.
You have donated hundreds and hundreds of hours, Saturdays.
I tell people it's been my golf.
You don't golf?
Well, I gave up golf.
And you took this project on. I know there are things during the week, but it's mainly a Saturday function, isn't it, of actually planting. So you gave up many Saturdays to do
Saturdays
this.
And some Sundays. Right. The nice preacher at John Knox Church, we had kind of a joke going because we were there Sunday taking out equipment. He says, I'll give you special dispensation because you're doing God's work.
Well, you are to be congratulated for that, that's for sure. And you've driven that program for all of us and for the generations to come. What's a quote somebody said? Why should we plant a seed of a tree for those who will never see? The obvious answer is it's for those generations to come.
You'll never sit under the shade of the tree you plant. The right. Shade is for future generations.
Yeah.
And that's the message somewhat of that statue in the River Parks. There's a young fellow along with the one that's supposed to be said. I'm encouraging him to go plant a tree.
Yeah. So here you have lived three lives, your professional life in the steel business.
Right.
Your life of service to the city.
Political, yeah.
And up with trees.
That's right. Three distinct phases.
And it's hard for you to put one over the other, perhaps, or can you?
It was kind of integrated, yeah.
But up with trees, private citizens. You didn't take money from government.
Nope.
At all.
Probably put some money in, too.
Yourself, personally, you put in. It's all driven by citizens' hard work, manual labor, and financial contribution.
At our Arbor Day banquet, actually, just a week ago, one of the persons that's been on our board just for a few years said, "Aren't you proud of what you created? Did you ever think it would amount to this?" I'm amazed myself that it has. One thing I got to say is people like trees. You get into other things, there's pros and cons. We've gotten so much support. One of the things I've noticed is that people that move to Tulsa from other areas are impressed, amazed. You know, they thought they were coming to a treeless area. We've gotten a lot of support from people that lived in Michigan, Wisconsin, New England. They appreciate what it's done for Tulsa.
Well, we're fortunate because the eastern part of the state was blessed with trees, much more so than the western part. We had a nice jump start on that.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. All those careers, how would you like to be remembered?
Well, I think the tree part has probably been the outstanding part. At least publicly and visually, it's the thing.
It's got to make you feel good when you drive down the street and you're seeing those trees. How does that make you feel?
Just overjoyed, really. A lot of the trees are old enough now where they make a difference. Interesting story. We had these landscape plans, and I had a friend who's actually living here now at Inverness Village. He was a volunteer and a geologist. His job was to take the plans that the planning design group had drawn and stake the trees. Well, the highway department at that time wanted us to space the trees so they could mow between them. So they had to be 25 to 30 feet apart. He was using a scale. The plan had, you know, 1 inch equals something, 100 feet or something like that. Turns out he was using the wrong scale, and the trees are a lot closer together than the highway department had specified. But they never noticed, and it made a more beautiful planting. Instead of spread out, they're all grouped, and they look great. But after we'd planted the trees, he said, "Oh, you know, I used the wrong scale." We found a great difference between the highway department requirements and the turnpike requirements. If you'll notice on the turnpike, Creek Turnpike, they planted the trees real close together, and they look good. They'll plant maybe 25 pine trees in a group. State Highway Department people wanted them spaced apart. I mean, they're just kind of here, there, somewhere. But to me, they look a lot better on the Creek Turnpike and their groupings.
Well, I want to thank you. This has been very fascinating.
Well, it's been an honor to have you come out.
Thank you. As you know, this will be placed on a website, and students, general public at large, will be able to click on Voices of Oklahoma, click on your name or Up With Trees, and then they'll know the history of Up With Trees forever because of this technology.
Very good. I think it's a wonderful thing to do. In case you'd like to know, I was responsible for planting 40 trees out here Tuesday.
Here
at Inverness.
We should say this is where our conversation is, and your place in Inverness Village.
Inverness Village.
So you planted 40 trees out here.
Right.
Great.
I want to drive you around if you got a minute and show you something nice. We've got good support out here. The fellow I mentioned to you, Bob Lenocker, that was the inspiration, is responsible for a little waterfall. There's a creek out here, and they're making a beautiful thing out of the creek. Planting dogwoods, and it's just gorgeous.